नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Louder, please. You're... Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 7, Text 41. Yadartha iha karmani. Yadartha iha karmani. Vidvan man yasakrin naraha. Vidvan man yasakarin naraha. Vidvan man yasakrin naraha. Karot yato viparyasam. Amogam vindite phalam. Let's try to say it together, please. Yadartha iha karmani. Vidvan man yasakrin naraha. Karot jito viparyasam. Amogam Vindite phalam. Yadartha iha karmani. Vidvan man yasakrin naraha. Krutito viparyasam. Amogam vindite phalam. Next. Yadartha iha karmani. Vidvan man yasakrin naraha. Karot yato viparyasam. Amogam vindate phalam. Yadartha iha karmani. Kratyato viparyasam. Amogam vindite phalam. Ladies. Yadartha iha karmani. Vidvan man yaskriti nana. Kratyato viparyasam. Amogam vindate phalam. Yadartha iha karmani. Vivan man yaskra naraha. Kratyato viparyasam. Amogam vindate phalam. Translation. A materialistic person thinking himself very advanced in intelligence, continually acts for economic development. But again and again, as enunciated in the Vedas, he is frustrated by material activities, either in this life or in the next. Indeed, the results one obtains are inevitably the opposite of those one desires. Please repeat. A materialistic person, thinking himself very advanced in intelligence, continually acts for economic development, but again and again, as enunciated in the Vedas, he is frustrated by material activities, either in this life or in the next. Indeed, the results one obtains are inevitably the opposite of those one desires. Port by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. No one has ever achieved the results he desired. Notice Prabhupada's use of language here. No one. I mean, no one is ever heavy. Huh? Well, the time is extremely short, Prabhu, please. No one has ever achieved the results he desired for material activities. On the contrary, everyone has been frustrated again and again. Therefore, one must not waste his time in such material activities for sensual pleasure, either in this life or in the next. So many nationalists, economists, and other ambitious persons have tried for happiness, individually or collectively, but history proves that they have all, and notice again Prabhupada's use of language, history proves that they have all been frustrated. In recent history, we have seen many political leaders work hard for individual and collective economic development, but they have all, again, listen to Prabhupada's language, they have all failed. He's not giving any wiggle room. He's not giving any allowances for, oh, they were a little successful, partially this, maybe that. No. Prabhupada's language is very powerful, but they have all failed. This is the law of nature. So here's the answer. Why they're failing? This is the law of nature, as clearly explained in the next verse. Guru Parampara Params, please. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Buddhale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Shamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi. Everyone. Gurvani Pacharade Nivisesa Shunivari Paskatya De Sudharade Om Aginata Manindasya Gina Gina Shadakaya Chaksun Minitam Gina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Narayanam Namaskutya Nanam Jaiva Nanotamam Devam Saraswatam Vyasam Maturam Madhirvet. Come on, I don't hear anybody. Nasta Pradyesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavata Uchya Sloka Bhakti. Nice to keep. So here, this verse, and especially Prabhupada's purports, are completely exposing, slamming the failures of material life. Materialistic person thinking himself very advanced in intelligence. So this is the, you know, this is repeated by Srila Vyasadeva 5,000 years ago. But actually Srila Vyasadeva was only compiling the Vedas at that time. The Bhagavad Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, is going way back to the beginning of creation, originally spoken by Lord Brahma, inspired by Lord Vishnu. His Guru Maharaj is Lord Vishnu himself. Inspired by Lord Vishnu, the Bhagavad Purana is originally coming from Lord Brahma, way back at the beginning of the creation. Practically speaking, is eternal. And it's manifested in different ways in different universes, on different planetary systems. It is said that on the higher planetary systems, there are so many more volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. But because we have got dull brain, and we see practically in our society, as I travel around, and I'm sure some other Prabhus traveling around, I do surveys. I find it is most unfortunate that what is in our society, what to speak of outside of our society, they're not reading adequately in Prabhupada's books. Not at all. Not at all. It's a great disaster. So therefore, for such dull-brained persons like us, the Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge, as we call it, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the complete set that Vaisheshika, so expert at selling his complete sets of books, Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge, still we can't handle it in the digested form for Kali Yuga. It was presented in the form of stories. I tell devotees who are in the jaundice conditions, I give advice, look, just at least somehow get to the story portions of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So at least maybe you can mind getting caught in a story at least. Well, this was the objective of Srila Vyasadeva presented Mahabharat. It's a story for the citizens of Kali Yuga. If it was because originally the Vedanta Sutra, I don't know if there's anybody in this room here. Maybe you, Archita, maybe you could study Vedanta Sutra. I don't think, you know, it's a very cerebral, you know. Hey, Suraji, you're ready to study Vedanta Sutra? Yeah, so it is very cerebral. It's very highly intellectual and so forth. The Bhagavad Purana Srimad Bhagavatam is a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. It is digested. So digested by Srila Vyasadeva and repeated in this Kali Yuga for us specifically. And recorded by Ganeshji. Ganeshji, he was the scribe. You know, he was the secretary. He wrote it down. So it is especially for this age. Still we see no ruchi, no taste. But the Bhagavad Gita in the first canto begins, who is there who will not hear these messages? Well, unfortunately, we see even amongst the devotees, thousands. So this is the advancement of Kali Yuga. So the purpose of Vaidhi Bhakti, the regulated principles of devotional service, purpose of Vaidhi Bhakti is to develop the taste, to come to that point of ruchi. Vaidhi Bhakti means the regulated principles, rising early in the morning, chanting 16 rounds, coming to see the deities, worshipping Srila Prabhupada, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It's one of the basic principles, one of the basic foundational principles of Krishna consciousness is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And when that is absent, what is there going to be left? The desire for sense gratification, that's all. It's not either or some combination, I mean to say, some mix, some emulsion of the two doesn't work. Those devotees who do not dive deep into Harikatha, they will go for sense gratification. That's all. It is a formula. So Harikatha is supplied by the acharyas for our sake. So we could digest this descending message of Krishna. So a materialistic person thinking himself to be advanced and intelligence. This is the problem. Nowadays, modern scientists think they're very advanced. Now India is okay with black open sewers that are very, very, not hygienic, very smelly, nasty, and roads, terrible roads. Of course, there's many good things. I don't mean to knock India. It's the motherland. It's the seat of all Dharma. But I mean, say, in the modern world, the care of the people is neglected by the politicians. The care. They'd rather spend the money on a multi-trillion-dollar project. India now wants to put someone into outer space. They're going to spend billions. They can't fix the roads. They can't clean up the sewers. They can't clean up the water. They can't save River Jamuna. They can't do these things that are necessary, but they'll put somebody in outer space for national false prestige. This is what is condemned. A materialistic person thinking himself very advanced in intelligence, that you can put a rocket in the sky. What we see practically, putting a rock in the sky is a not so easy thing. And maya pratyagyan asuram bhava masrita. Sometimes the intelligence of the scientists is withdrawn. Is it not? Okay. Surajan. Sometimes their intelligence is withdrawn. Twice the multi-billion or multi-trillion dollar space shuttle has blown up twice. And it was a real big problem because the second time the space shuttle blew up, the American people became very disgusted and NASA was really doing some heavy spin control, you know, spin control, public relations trying to salvage, otherwise the people were so disgusted. Now, why are we spending billions of dollars, you rascals, blowing up this multi-billion dollar machine at our expense? We're paying for you, nonsense. They actually awakened with intelligence for a moment, but they did enough propaganda to save NASA. Otherwise, there was some pressure to, okay, finish this nonsense. Well, what happened? Maya pratyagyan. The intelligence was taken away. by Lord Vishnu. So they think, oh yeah, here it says, thinking himself very advanced and intelligent, so I can build a rocket ship. Yeah? You can make mistakes also. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am intelligence, and I am ability. If Krishna withdraws the ability, and if he withdraws intelligence, boom! Your big, big rocket ship finished. Never mind it costs billions of dollars, finished within a moment. Nothing but a cloud of smoke and fire, within moments. And I don't know how many Indians figured it out, but Krishna was trying to send a message to the Indians, but they obviously didn't get the point. The second time the rocket ship blew up, there was an Indian on board. She was an American citizen, but she was Indian, school teacher. They thought, let's show a nice, homogenized, you know, cross-section of society. We'll put us a school teacher. She just happened to be Indian. Remember, Prabhu? Happened to have Indian body, school teacher, very American concept, you know, school teacher. Let's put a school teacher in outer space. That's all American, right? Yes, no? Maybe? Isn't it? Or at all? I'm asking you, Prabhu. Isn't it all American to put a school teacher in outer space? Well, you can answer. He doesn't seem to answer. That's all American. The Americans, America, red, white, and blue, apple pie, let's put a school teacher in outer space. Die! You know. So, that's what they did. She was Indian, and I'm sure that all the Indian bodies around the world, everybody in an Indian body, brown-colored Indian body around the world was probably very thrilled. Just see, wow, cool, we're putting an Indian in outer space. NASA is putting an Indian out of space. Wow, this is great. Just see, now all the world will see how wonderful Indians are. Boom! Uh-oh. What went wrong? Maya Pradigyan, Krishna withdrew the intelligence. You know what it was? When the spaceship blew up? And so, of course, then they had to scramble, probably hundreds of scientists and technicians from all over the world scrambling. Oh, my God. Oh, this is hugely embarrassing. Oh, no. Oh, this didn't really happen. Oh, God. Okay, fine. We've got to come up with an explanation. What happened? You see, thinking himself very advanced. That's how Prabhupada said. Thinking himself very advanced. What advancement, you know? You just blew up a machine that cost billions of dollars. That's your advancement? No thanks. Anyways, so the teams of hundreds of top-of-the-line professionals from all over the world, you know, scrambling through each tiny piece of, you know, melted tin and this and that, trying to figure what went wrong. Because they've got to give some explanation what went wrong, you know. Billions of dollars just blew up and a bunch of people just died. So they have to try to explain it to the public. They found out, after rigorous investigation, they found out what went wrong. A little O-ring washer about like a half inch in diameter. Some technician had put the wrong size rubber washer into the fuel line. That's all. Multi-billion dollar machine with the best scientists in the world. Big, big, prestigious team. Finest available. And my abhidhyan, but Krishna with Lord Vishnu, not Krishna the flute player. Krishna the flute player is not involved in these material things. Only Lord Vishnu is the Paramatma, he is involved. And when he withdrew the intelligence, Sarvakarnakarnam, it is he who caused the technician to put the wrong sized washer. O-ring, it's called a little rubber O-ring, about half inch in diameter only. And the fact that they used the wrong diameter of rubber washer, therefore the fuel leaked, and the flame came up from underneath the rocket, boom, and that's why it exploded. Multi-billion dollar mistake, and people died because of just a little rubber O-ring washer. But they do not know that every split moment they are dependent on the mercy of Lord Vishnu for an intelligence and ability, but they do not know this. Therefore, Bhagavad is saying, thinking himself very advanced. So advanced, I can kill a bunch of people in outer space, costing billions of dollars. advanced in intelligence. There's a pride and joy of modern society to put somebody in outer space, and India's imitating because they hate the idea that this horrible sticky label that they can't seem to get rid of, third world country. They hate that. No, no, we're not a third world country. Look, we're going to put somebody in outer space. Worse than that. The cheating gets worse than that. Not only, first of all, they want to put up a satellite, and they're working on this. They're spending. They won't fix the roads. They won't increase the medical care for the people. They won't take care of the people. They won't do these things. But they are, most probably, they will be able to put somebody in outer space on a rocket just for false prestige, just so that more bankers will invest in India. See, we're advanced nation. We're not third world. Don't get us wrong. Just like the 1,000 rupee note in India. When I first saw a 1,000 rupee note, it had a picture of a village person, a worker, a simple village worker, a woman with a basket on her head carrying grains. That's, of course, the real India. A woman out of the fields with a basket on her head. And a few other things. I don't remember what else was on the 1,000 rupee note a long time ago. Then the politicians look and say, oh, no, this is the wrong image. We can't do this. No, we got to have the right modern image for India. This is not right. Remember, I'm not into India bashing. Don't get me wrong. India is the motherland of all religion. But the modern materialistic influence, that's what I'm bashing, not India. Is a motherland. It is the abode of Lord Shri Krishna. It is where he chose to advent, and all the avatars and all the greatest saints in history, they all advented in India. So I'm not knocking India. I'm just saying, what is the defect of the modern mentality? That's all. You understand? You follow, Prabhu? Yes. So I'm not against India at all. I've been living in India for 10 years. I've done that because the people are wonderful. Underneath, scratch the surface, and underneath there's some pious qualities are there. So they just need guidance, actually. And I want to say something I've been meaning to say in class, but I want to say before I forget that I'll give you an example. Now, this ISKCON movement has made Shri Shri Radha and Krishna more famous all over India. Hari Bol! It's a fact. What Prabhupada's doing that nobody else could do. No one else could do it. Except his ISKCON founder, Chaya, his divine grace, Jagat Guru, Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Not a one other person can do what Prabhupada is, present tense, doing. So now I first came to India, not first, but I mean when I returned to India in 2003, and at that time, I didn't see so many billboards with pictures of Radha Krishna. But just in the past 5 years and less, now the people, all the bogies, yogis and rogis and charismatic, you know, so-called gurus, etc., they said, hey, you know, it seems like this Radha Krishna are very popular. Well, we should cash in on that. So now, and all over the city, all the time, you see these now, they say hoarding boards, we say billboards, with pictures of Radha Krishna. Hari Bol! It's a trick. It doesn't matter they're using for the wrong purpose. Doesn't matter that they're not bona fide spiritual master. They're popularizing Radha Krishna. Hari Bol! And it's very common nowadays, pictures of your Rukmini Krishna now are being stolen because they're on the internet easily available for free. Well, pictures of Rukmini Krishna being put up all over India. Hari Bol! Come on, you could do better than that. Hari Bol! Pictures of these deities are world famous. You don't realize how world famous they are. Beyond ISKCON, they're world famous. I'll give you an idea. I was up at Nepal. It was way up at the top of the continent, way up in the Himalayas. And I was at a town, I was a city. There's a small city up there on a plateau. Before going into the high mountains, I was on my way to the abode of Srila Vyasadeva. And I was going, I was invited with a group of Sri Vaishnavas. They invited me to go on their pilgrimage, so I took the invitation, I went. And I was surprised to see in this city way up in the Himalayas of Nepal, I look on the wall of the Dharamshala where I was staying. On the wall of the Dharamshala was a picture of your fate, Radhakrishna. Los Angeles Radhakrishna from Fate Museum. There on the wall of this ashram in Nepal. Hariba! That's Prabhupada. Try to understand Prabhupada's influence. Massive. I have no clue what they are. When I look at it, I say, my God, that's the Fate Museum. Nobody knows who they are, but this Radhakrishna, these pictures of this Radhakrishna from Fate Museum are very, very popular. And it's out there. They pull it off the internet, I suppose. And so now I see them here and there, the Fate Museum Radhakrishna and Rukmini Dwarkadish. And now I recently attended a grand opening of a Rukmini Dwarkadish temple in Delhi. There at the opening was one of the ceremonies for the first time. There was a pandal program on the property that the devotees bought, and there's going to be a large temple erected there. The reason the area of the deities will be named Rukmini Krishna is because the area is called Dwarka. That's the name of the area of Delhi, Dwarka. It is only a couple of miles from the international airport. It's a very prestigious area. There'll be a very large temple project being brought up by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami. So because of the name of the area, Dwarka, therefore the deities will be named Rukmini Krishna. Hari Bol, Rukmini Dwarkadish, something like that. Hari Bol! There are other Rukmini, there are other Rukmini Dwarkadishes around also, and I went to Kenya. In Mombasa, Kenya, there is Rukmini Dwarkadish also that were installed as a black Krishna. I think in Delhi the Krishna will be black also. But in Mombasa, Kenya, the Krishna is black color, Rukmini Dwarkadish. There now there's a new temple located by this on the shore of Lake Victoria. That's another city. On the shore of the ocean, actually, Mombasa, Kenya. So their name is Rukmini Dwarkadish also. That was given by Prabhupada, more than one Rukmini Dwarkadish, of course, but these are the most famous. Hari Bol! There's one city in India. It's the largest ISKCON Rath Yatra in the world. Ludhiana is the name of the city. And I have to digress a little bit to tell you that I know that Los Angeles Temple is very proud of its Rath Yatra with, say, let's say 20,000 people or so attending Rath Yatra in L.A. But with all respects to, I'm sure Lord Jagannath won't mind my saying this since he's all cognizant. But if you really want to experience Rath Yatra, you got to go to India. And I'm not talking about Puri. I'm talking about ISKCON Rath Yatra. You've got to go to India to experience the madness, sheer madness of Indian Rath Yatra. First of all, they start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and go until 10:30 at night, which in this country that's not feasible, you know. So it's amazing. I've been to some Rath Yatras where they have planes, they hired airplanes. You heard me. They hired small airplanes. And the airplanes are coming down. It looked to me like they were only about 20 feet above the buildings. I mean, any United States aeronautics officer would have a stroke.
hey, what were you doing?
You know, but no, that's India, you know. So about 20 feet, it looked to me like the really low clearance. You know, what are they doing? Dropping flowers on Lord Jagannath. Arriba! That's one type of Indian Rath Yatra. Well, to speak of the United States, you know, fireworks are mostly illegal. But not in India. Oh, yes, not in India. No way. Fireworks are a big way of life in India. Everything, they blow fireworks for everything. Doesn't matter. Durga Puja, weddings, funerals, you name it, they blow fireworks. So they blow fireworks for Lord Jagannath big time, you know. Boom, boom. I mean, in this country, what they blow fireworks for Lord Jagannath cost thousands and thousands of dollars, what they blow up for Lord Jagannath. It's great. Wonderful. Big, huge, massive fireworks displays. So this city called Louisiana, and they spend, I don't know how much, they spend a massive amount of money, probably more than $1 million they spend producing this festival. So on a six-lane boulevard where Lord Jagannath rolls along, one of the biggest streets in the city. And all the way along the streets there are these banners hanging with what? Pictures of Rukmini Dwarkadish, Los Angeles. Arriba! Photographs of Rukmini Dwarkadish, Los Angeles. But they're very, very popular. Everybody loves Rukmini Dwarkadish. They have no idea who they are or where they are, but they love them anyways. That's Krishna. Krishna's all attractive. So that's why I say they're very famous. Of course, I always recognize them. When I see these photographs, I always recognize them. Oh, my goodness, there's Rukmini Dwarkadish again. So many times. So the Rath Yatra is going along. Sometimes they have pedestrian bridges over these wide streets. And you go, as Lord Jagannath, I usually ride on the chariot. And as Lord Jagannath is going under these pedestrian overpasses, the pedestrian overpass bridge is loaded with at least 20 ladies with large baskets and flowers. And just as Lord Jagannath goes underneath, 20 baskets of flowers get dumped on top of Lord Jagannath and all the devotees on the chariot, you know. Haribam! Well, to speak of bands, of course, some of these Rath Yatras, there's six different bands playing, you know, because it's easy to, it's not very expensive to hire a band in India. Six different bands playing with, you know, mpapa, mpapa, you know, these big, you know, tubas and all that, you know, and at least six, sometimes six bands playing. Horses, some Rath Yatras, there's camels, some Rath Yatras, there's elephants. And, they, you know, they don't have the legal problems. We used to have elephants here until legal harassment and costs make it not very practical. So, but in India, there's hardly any rules and regulations. So elephants, camels, you name it, you know, grand, grand, absolutely grand. And everything floats. There'll be a half dozen floats. No, more than that. Sometimes 10 floats with all the different primary incarnations. They're kept in warehouses, and then they're brought out for these festivals. All the different, Lord Nrisimhadev, Braha, all the main incarnations, Vamana on deity form, riding on trucks. Very elaborate. That's Indian Rath Yatra. So yeah, everybody has to experience and in Rath Yatra, especially the city of Louisiana. And then, and the city of Louisiana must be attended by 700,000 people. Arriba! No, oh, come on, that was weak. Arriba! 700,000 people, that's worth a Hari Bowl. Come on, you know. 700,000 people, that's not exactly a small number of people. Of course, they plan the route in India, the evening shopping districts are crowded with people. So Lord Jagannath goes into the shopping districts on these wide boulevards. And so there's already tens of thousands of people are already there, what to speak of people coming. And it's amazing to see how popular Lord Jagannath is. Everywhere in the world, Lord Jagannath is all attractive. They don't have to have any intellectual conception of Lord Jagannath whatsoever. None. Simply they say, oh, Oh, he's very beautiful. Wow, wow. I was in Kenya. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he asked me to go to Nairobi, Kenya, to preside over the Rath Yatra Festival there. So I was writing, it's a solid black city, solid black. You don't see any Asians, no whites, nothing, solid black. So I'm writing, and it's a lot of, you know, a significant number of Muslims in the area also. I'm riding on the chariot, and I see hundreds and hundreds of people with their mobile phones. Click, 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 click. Hundreds and hundreds of people taking photographs of the devotees and recording the kirtan, you know. And I was struck with wonder when I saw these young Muslim women, clearly Muslims because they had the shroud over their head, everything like that, with their mobile phones, enthusiastically clicking away, taking pictures of Lord Jagannath and devotees and recording the kirtan. Hare Ram! That's what Prabhupada is, present tense, bringing this whole world like that. But still, Prabhupada is going. He doesn't require a material body. He's still the driving force behind this movement, as long as we stick with his vani, his instructions. Of course, that's a huge subject matter, but very important to sticking with Prabhupada's instructions. So Prabhupada desired, and still desires, there should be these Rath Yatras all over the world. And actually, it was bothering the pandas, the priests in Jagannath Puri. They became upset that ISKCON is having Rath Yatra festivals, because now there's so many Rath Yatras. Giant ones I've described, and then little Rath Yatras, sometimes a very small cart. You know, so many hundreds of Rath Yatras around the world. Now Lord Jagannath is expanding like popcorn all over the world. And people don't have to know who he is. Like in Louisiana, for example, and in other cities in India, they don't have a very much, they can't really understand much about who Lord Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra are. They can't understand much about it intellectually. But in India, if there's a deity on a chariot, rolling on a chariot, everybody figures this is Bhagawan. So they come. It's amazing. I ride on the chariot. So they buy these bags full of cheap cookies that cost only a few pennies each package of cheap cookies and candies, and they throw them up on the chariot. So they're on the chariot for a few moments, and then we throw them back down to the public. And there's practically rioting, almost rioting over a cheap cookie. You could buy it in the store for pennies. Oh no! This is special. Special cookie. That deity, he ate that cookie. I want it. And people are almost, in fact, in Nairobi, they told me, don't throw the prasad because there will be some fight. But I would sneak some from sometimes when it looked safe and there weren't, you know, too many people around. If it didn't look, I would sneak, toss some sometimes. And always throwing bananas are a big thing, you know. People offer up whole giant amounts of bananas, and then you turn around and a few seconds later you give them back to the people, and they really, literally also, everybody's straining to get that prasad from Lord Jagannath. Even though they can't understand who it is, but they want that prasad desperately. They'll go nuts just to get some prasad from Lord Jagannath. So, even an intellectual understanding of Lord Jagannath is not required. He's so attractive. And so the pandas, the priests in Jagannath Puri, they were getting upset. And they notified ISKCON, we want you to stop this ISKCON Rath Yatra. We have not authorized it. They dared to say like that. They dared to say like that. Big, big priests. You know, big, big priests tried to stop ISKCON from holding worldwide Rath Yatras because they became upset. You know, no, Jagannath is our deity. You don't have a right to do this. Excuse me, perhaps you should go back and study the name Jagannath. Controller of the universe, not controller of Puri. Sorry, gentlemen, but not controller of Puri. Controller of the universe. You know, perhaps you have forgotten who he is. You know. Anyways, ISKCON GBC, Bhakti Purushottam Swami, apparently originally from Orissa, He went down there and he pacified them on behalf of ISKCON. So, but these kind of things arise. So this is the result of this materialistic way of thinking. So the only cure for material life is more Krishna. And the purpose of this movement is educational, actually, to educate people how to come in contact with God. So many people are in the West especially say, well, it seems to me all religions are the same. I've got this Hare Krishna now. You can defeat me. You can't defeat me. I say, well, it seems to me all religions are the same. There's some good answers for that. Really? I see. And your religion, does it teach that God has a girlfriend? No. Before I forget, I gotta tell something funny. That there was a Cleveland, Ohio. There's a lot of blacks in Cleveland, Ohio. And the devotees, this is way back in 1969, 1970 somehow. Devotees arranged a program at in an auditorium. It was a solid black audience. There weren't that many black devotees in the group of that was presenting. So was Gurudas was there, who used to be married to the famous cook Jamuna, and a few other of the early on devotees. So this one black-bodied man stood up in the auditorium, and he was in an angry mood. And he was challenging, why you all come down here? Why are you here? So Krishna inspired Gurudas to give a brilliant answer. He said, we are here to tell you that God is black and he has a white girlfriend. Arriba! Then the same guy who moments before was angry said, you guys are okay. So that's Jagannath, And I think Subhadra will be a big hit in China, when finally that day will, I don't know if it'll happen on the lifetime of anybody sitting here, but it's only a matter of time that Lord Jagannath will roll down the streets of China. And Subhadra is all yellowish color, and she has, lotus eyes. I think that people in China will be very attracted. There's no question about Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra when they get the exposure to them. So this way, Krishna is devising plans how to spread more and more all over the world. And there's no other cure. Nasteva. There's no other cure for this materialism that is described in these verses and Prabhupada's scathing purports. Scorching purports, exposing the defect of materialistic way of life, materialistic sense gratification. There's no other solution except Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada is bringing. Prabhupada told us, he's written actually in his books, in purport, that this Krishna consciousness movement will go down in history for saving this world in its hour of darkness. Anyone think it's not the hour of darkness now? At every split moment, we're living at the mercy of Krishna, but the people, they do not know this, California, for example, this is like one of the worst earthquake fault-ridden areas in the world. If you look at a map of the state of California, where we're sitting right now, there are hundreds of earthquake faults throughout the entire state. It looks like a children's puzzle. Well, it's just so many pieces patched together between earthquake faults, like a puzzle. But why we're surviving only because people are chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's one more thing I'll tell you is that years ago when there was a lot of talk about California falling into the ocean, because it was predicted by Edward Casey, famous psychic in the 1920s, that California would fall into the ocean unless there was a great spiritual renaissance. So Prabhupada brought a great spiritual renaissance. Hariba! So some devotee was worried there was so much talk about, you know, California falling into the ocean, and went to see a psychic. And the psychic said, well, the psychic went into a trance and said, well, I don't know. Oh, I see two very, very effulgent personalities. Oh, I don't know who they are. They look very divine. I don't know who they are. But their names are Rukmini Dwarkadish. And they are saving California from falling in the ocean. Arriba! This is Prabhupada's gift. Okay, thank you very much. Anyone have any questions? Jagat Guru Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai, Sri Jagat Swami Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhava.
Traditionally,